The reason why he's not bringing up something over there is because he can't pass it. He can't get his caucus to agree on anything.
We'll have one or more alternatives on our side, suggestions of how we would achieve exactly the same amount of spending reduction, but achieve it in a different way.
I don't think they're going to volunteer and come back, but maybe I should do a statistical report to see how many do come back.
Ah, yes, of course, we're talking about the sequester and all that ails the folks that will be affected by it. So you heard Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, and the longtime Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, obviously looking at things differently. And Joe Arpaio, the last voice there, saying that ICE is never coming back. Problems with illegal immigration because of the cuts, letting maybe 30,000 illegals who would normally be deported, since it's costing $164 a day, take a walk. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, people in the Midwest, hampered by snow, shutting down major highways, wish they could take a walk, but they've got to shovel the path first because two brutal snowstorms in 1 week equal a lot of movies being watched in people's homes. It has to be that. So many businesses closed in Kansas City, Missouri, in Amarillo, Texas, in Illinois, parts of Illinois. And a lot of flights, by the way, canceled, 500 or so at O'Hare and Midway, which is a big area to fly in and out of for business. But, hey, it's a rough winter. The totals don't lie, record totals. The weather people are busy, and they're working on their graphs to show you how in 1922 it wasn't like this, but it is now. So as we wait for the axe to fall down with the sequester, the automatic spending cuts that we knew about, but I guess we didn't really know about, with all these dire, damaging warnings, long lines at the airport, illegal immigrants fleeing the cells they're being kept in, including some with criminal records, because we just can't afford it anymore, and there are going to be Border Patrol folks that are cut up to maybe 500, so that's why. 2 weeks ago, in the State of the Union address, we're talking about border security. I guess we're going to have any ramp-up of border security if the cuts are enacted the way they're set up. And whose fault is it, and why are we having this same old Keystone Cops chase run around? It really is like the same feature being played over and over and over again, and it is. And the problem is because nobody made any decisions. We already know that. I've said it on every single show. To be clear, that's where I stand. The dummies in Washington didn't get it right the first time. They knew this was happening, so now they're panicked. How do we get the Democrats, how do we get the Republicans to agree? And the Republicans, we can't agree to that. We already gave you your tax hikes, and we can't agree to more. So because nobody can agree, and it wasn't dealt with correctly in the first place, nothing's going to happen. The cuts will kick in. It'll take a while for them to take effect. So the doom and gloom scenarios really are further down the road. Maybe then there's some kind of agreement to save some of the more important stuff, but it really is a game of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I mean, that's it. That's what happens when you decide where you're going to cut. How about if they audited the government and they looked at all the government waste? I guarantee they could pluck some money out of that. I got to love this story right at the top, the fact that there's a town that's complaining about the noise of the wind turbines. You mean the tax breaks they get for the wind turbines that very few people can afford, but towns, some towns are trying to make it work? So you have two wind turbines, picture this, above Falmouth, that's what it's called, Falmouth, Massachusetts, that were supposed to produce green energy and save money. But instead, there's a lot of arguing going on in this town, and they might get removed. And to have them removed is going to cost a bunch of money because neighbors are complaining about the noise. They don't like the noise. Sleep deprivation has been devastating. Also, people swear they're suffering from headaches, dizziness, and the sleep deprivation. So in these places where they've lived for more than 20 years, you know, the first turbine there went up 3 years ago, and then two were put in place at the water treatment facility they have there. It was $10 million to do that. Taking down the wind turbines will cost $5 million to $15 million, but that's what they're talking about doing. This is why you have to be very careful about your decisions. Wind turbines, are they noisy? What neighborhood are they in? So it's going to cost them more. So they're spending money, wasting money, throwing it out the window. But what do they do when they don't like the sound and they want to take it down and the people are tired of hearing it constantly? The turbines only run during the day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So they're operating at a loss because they need to be running all the time. In other words, to get advantage of the so-called green energy, the renewables energy. And you'll love this. Town leaders say the state does have some monetary responsibility because Falmouth was granted renewable energy credits and received advice from state-level energy official types through an ongoing partnership. So there's a lot of things on the table here. I don't think you're going to get the people to agree on the sound and that they're just going to let it go. I doubt that. If you've ever been near any of them, and I have in Palm Springs, California, it's like a jungle. It is noisy. There's no homes that are close to the Palm Springs wind farms, and there's tons of turbines. But if there were, they would definitely hear it. It's loud enough, especially with the amount that I'm talking about. It's just loud enough to the point of annoyance. You know, let's put it that way. Coming up here on America Tonight, taking a look at some of the things that happened on the day, the buzz in the backyard, including this story about shooting at a South Carolina college. And boy, you hate to hear that because then you think, you know, when we talk about arming teachers, arming students, that's one thing that they're looking at some colleges. It's radioactive, though it's so controversial. And in the case of South Carolina, it's that same story. When you think one person was injured, that's lucky. Nobody was killed. But what is the reason for that? How's that happening? Somebody trying to go after somebody in a spat, or is it completely unrelated, or why was a student shooting at an off-campus housing complex and that person died? It's terrible. That person died after being shot, and we're talking about Coastal Carolina University. 19-year-old sophomore Anthony Liddell, after being shot a few times at the university residence hall. Ooh, I wasn't even thinking about those things when I was in school. Were you? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here on America Tonight, we do, because I'm starting to feel like it's nothing but negative Nancy stuff that we're serving up. So we want to do the daily salutes. If you think somebody is worth saluting, send them to me. Send me their name, what they did, americatonight.net. But here's a good one for you. As much as we've talked about the horrors of the subway in New York City with crazy people pushing people in front of trains, they've had a whole bunch of incidents in the last year and a half, if you go back to 2012. But three Good Samaritan types in New York City jumped on the tracks. A stranger fell. They got the man to safety before a train came into the station. And this happened at Columbus Circle in Manhattan. A man in his 20s hit his head and stumbled on the tracks. So the next train was supposed to get there in 2 minutes. And somebody hopped right down onto the tracks, saw he was struggling, and a couple of other people started to help, and everybody got up. So that's the good news. They got up just in time, but how scary is that? So the one guy that fell over was unconscious. They took him to a hospital, but it looks pretty good. And bravo that they help a stranger, because that's risky. You don't know that you're going to get back up off the tracks. They did. Yeah. There are people that will still help other people. You have to think, if there wasn't a train coming, I don't know, Matt, would you jump down? That's kind of a risk. It is a risky thing. You don't know when the other train's coming, especially if you're visiting New York. You're not a New Yorker where you know every second when the train's coming. That could be pretty, it would be scary to do that, though.
Definitely, but I think there's a lot of adrenaline that kicks in those situations, and, you know, people can do a lot of things you don't think they're capable of.
Yeah, I agree. It's great that they did that. It's great that they did that, that they went down there, they got him, because otherwise he would have been hit by the train, and that would have been it, and everybody would have witnessed it. It would have been another horrific accident, a freak thing, and who knows how many family members would be affected by that, but a bunch, I'm certain of it. This is a surprise for people who like beer. Beer lovers across this country have filed a $5 million class action lawsuit against Anheuser-Busch, accusing the company of watering down Budweiser, Michelob, and a few other brands. The suits filed in Pennsylvania, California, and other states claim consumers were cheated out of the alcohol content that's on the labels. Bud and Mick each boast of being 5% alcohol, while some lighter versions are said to be just over 4%. Based on information from former employees at the company's 13 U.S. breweries, some in high-level plant positions. Ooh, this is a good case. And what they say is, the former employees say, that as a matter of corporate practice, all of the products are watered down. It's a cost-saving measure, but it's very significant. So excess water is added just before bottling and cuts the alcohol content by 3% to 8% in some of the higher ones. So Anheuser-Busch says it's groundless and the beers fully comply with labeling laws and fully comply. They have the highest brewing standards you can imagine on the face of the earth, but it's 10 different ones. It's Budweiser, Bud Ice, Bud Light, Platinum, Michelob, Michelob Ultra, Hurricane High, Gravity Lager, King Cobra, Busch Ice, Natural Ice, and Bud Light Lime. That's a mouthful. In 2011, the company produced 22 billion gallons of alcoholic beverages, 3 billion of them in the U.S., and reported $22 billion in profits. So the company has equipment to measure the content, but the company chose to dilute popular brands, the lawsuit says. They've got witnesses and that kind of stuff, so they might have a real chance in this class action suit based on some of the witnesses they say they've got. That's what I'm just thinking. All right, Dancing with the Stars announced, I know you're just sitting on the edge of your seat for this, so unlike me to talk about a goofball reality show, but it's the 16th year of this thing. Where have I been? For 16 years, celebrities have been dancing on the air and Dancing with the Stars. I knew it existed, but for that long?
I think it's 16 seasons, and they have more than one in a season.
So two a season. It's been around for probably 8 years or 7 years.
I don't know exactly. I'll look it up here.
Oh, I bet you're probably right if you split it up. That is crazy. Why, even if you're a celebrity craving attention from the past, if you have no talent for dancing, it is not easy to do this. Oh, to put yourself through the paces on the air.
It started in 2005.
Ooh, so it is. There's some years under their belt there. We're going to let you hear some of the sounds of the people who are accepted into the club of Dancing with the Stars, including country singer Winona Judd, who is dancing with Tony D'Avellano. Hopefully that helps her. And there's others like legendary figure skater Dorothy Hamill. You got to be kidding me. But listen to what they have to say.
I should have had this kind of discipline starting at age 14. Maybe then I wouldn't have 13 rehabs under my belt.
Kinda. I think I'm scared, but I'm also motivated more than I've been in a long time.
All right, you just heard Andy Dick, who... exactly. I know, we're getting away from the sequester, okay? Whatever we have to do. There was a politician. Anybody know the answer to this? And I'm not going to tell you the answer. You have to email me it. If you email me the correct answer, I'll send you a copy of Level the Playing Field. There was a politician who danced on Dancing with the Stars and got a lot of attention. at the time, former politician, but he was way up the chain, way, way up the chain. So I know you're dying to know. So D.L. Hughley is also going to dance. I mentioned Andy Dick was there. Victor Ortiz will be on the show. Kelly Pickler. Here's a surprise. You're Jacoby Jones. Why don't you just go to Disney World? Instead, the Baltimore Ravens receiver who just won the Super Bowl is going to dance on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, it premieres on March 28th. I don't think I'm going to be watching it, but we might have some funny outtakes just for the laughs, folks, if you don't mind. We need some levity. We need some levity on this show. It's all too gloomy for me. Too gloomy. And this will help us get there, I have a feeling, with the people that I just mentioned, some of the people that are going to be trying it out.
I think a good reality show would be the pitch room for these reality shows on what D-list celebrity they're going to take.
I so agree.
How many ideas do they throw up before they get down to Winona Judd and Andy Dick and half these other people that don't even know who they are? I want to know what names turned them down and what rock they had to go find Andy Dick under.
I know. Well, like he said, rehab rock somewhere. So there was a television show, the Gary Sandling show. It was Larry Sanders. He played a talk show host, and that was the fake behind the scenes of what it was like to pick guests, and I thought it was brilliant. Rent it. I think you could probably find it somewhere. Rent one of the seasons, you will laugh your head off. But I think that our man Matt is onto something. How they pick the people would be interesting to see. Who's sitting there raising their hand or shouting out in the middle of the brainstorming session? Yeah, Winona. Let's get Winona. Let's have her do it. Yeah.
Scott Baio and Ralph Macchio must have turned them down.
Yeah, Scott Baio, but Ralph Macchio did it. But Scott Baio hasn't gone on that show, I don't believe. I don't know if he would do it. He might. He might do it. I've seen little snippets of it, and the people who are just terrible look like, why did I do this? I mean, why do you get Martina Navratilova to be on Dancing with the Stars? And it's almost like she was forced to do it. They're shocked at what happens. I mean, they're just shocked at how badly they perform. Because that's not what they do well, and you're cramming in all this dance in a very short amount of time to get ready for these crazy, idiotic reality shows. Makes no sense. I'd rather go on Instagram. You know Instagram, that photo share site, one of those social networking sites? 100 million. It's really just about the pictures. 100 million users. Ooh, that's crazy. We're kicking the can down the road. I'm going to go take a picture of it. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Talk about each and every show, I am very sad to say, but it's how we roll. You know, we've been through this now a couple of different administrations and whatnot here on America Tonight, but we continue. Partisan politics, you know, what ultimately is the solution? Our country is plagued by this. We look at the spending, the wasteful spending. We've talked about it. We talked about some areas where obviously we were saying the other night the small airports that were getting $150,000 and they weren't even having people fly out of the airports, but they were getting government money. So I think we figured it up to be $1,500 for takeoffs and landings, but they're non-existent. And we know there's just massive red tape that is rolled around all over the Capitol and beyond. So joining us now on the show, constitutional expert Brian Vanio, to talk about this problem of what do we do? Let's go back into history. I said this just 2 days ago. What would the founding fathers think in seeing what's happening now with such a great document, the Constitution? And, you know, obviously you could have bumps along the way, but seeing what's happening in Washington these days. Brian, thanks for popping on the show.
Hey, Kate, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me. And I think you're exactly right. It's sad, but I think our founders would be completely disappointed with the direction that we've gone, you know, in the course of our history. So it's As you mentioned, it's something that I wrote about in my book, The American Ideology. And, you know, if we just look back to history to try to discover what the purpose of our Constitution was, what's the purpose of government in general, I think we could really find a lot of answers to our problems today.
Yeah, and including financial ruin, because we're having all these fiscal cliffs push up the debt ceiling like it's nothing and then go out for lunch afterwards. It's the same cycle. I mean, that seems to be the biggest thing. Have you found that if you go back in history and you look and you compare the Constitution and you look at, I keep saying this, where we are now, all these many years later, how do we get so gunked up in the middle? Is it, I don't think you can just say it's modern times, because you know that people will say that, well, the Constitution, it needs to be updated. It doesn't really fit where we are now. But I don't agree with that. Do you?
No, not at all. I think if anything, we need to enforce the Constitution, not update it. I think there's nothing wrong with the Constitution as it is. As far as the fiscal problems that were in the Founding Fathers, they believed public debt was, you know, essentially an evil. You know, we're essentially stealing from our future money to live comfortably today. And I know that there are a lot of economists who are on the left who say that, well, national debt doesn't matter. You know, inflation will take care of the debt itself. But I think as a matter of principle, taking money, you know, racking up all this, you know, trillions of dollars of debt, it's a huge burden on the future, and it really restricts the future's liberty, because, you know, they're the ones who are burdened with this debt, and they're the ones who are going to have to pay it back. And the real problem, I think, as I write in my book, is that social welfare spending today at the federal level is about 60% of all federal spending. And this is an increase from zero at the turn of the 20th century. And so I think that is really where we need to focus our attention to reform those programs and probably get rid of some of those at the federal level. The national government was never charged to actually take care of, you know, some of these very local and state issues, but we've really given into this progressive idea that, you know, the federal government can better care and manage our concerns.
We go back to the original Tea Party, you know, tossing the tea there in Boston Harbor, and you think of the taxes and the tug of war over taxes. How, in your opinion, and looking back in history and looking to where we've come now, how burdensome, and these are my words, so I'm assuming you're thinking the same thing based on what I read, but how burdensome do you think these taxes have become in this discussion, this long-winded, tireless discussion we keep having?
Well, the taxes we have today are a huge burden, and of course, the income tax did not exist in the founding era, I think in part because the founders believed that it was very intrusive, that kind of tax on the individual. Of course, you know, and we have to tell Big Brother, you know, what we're making and whatever we make. I mean, you find a dollar on the street, technically that's taxable as income, according to the Supreme Court. So, but going back to the taxes during the founding era and what the founders revolted against, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the taxes that they had to deal with that were imposed by the British Parliament that they revolted against, they really were not that onerous at the time. The American people, the colonies, actually faced a lot lower of a tax rate than the British subjects did at the time. But the reason why the Founding Fathers revolted against Great Britain was basically because, you know, it was a matter of principle, because they didn't have representation in Parliament. And it was a matter of principle based on their fundamental beliefs that, you know, government should be inclusive, it should be representative, and it should serve certain fundamental ends, preserving people's rights, natural rights to life, liberty, and property.
Yeah. When we talk about liberty and prosperity and the the founding ideas of which the country, of course, was based on. Originally, if you think of those meetings in Philadelphia and then shifting to Washington and New York, of course, in between all of that, and you look at today, what is, do you think, the reason that there can seem to be no compromise, or what at least all of us who certainly aren't sitting in some of these closed committee room meetings, but what do you think the biggest thing that hinders these politicians that they can't get their footing, I think, when it comes to figuring out this direction and figuring out a way to, you know, come to a course that even, you know, others can agree on and jump from the other side, so to speak?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to figure out why there's so much bickering in, I mean, and it's getting to be almost every level of government you see this. But I think in general, there's just a general lack of understanding about the role of government in society. And so I think people in the different parties, they tend to gravitate towards, you know, whatever their party position is on an issue. And it does take kind of these extreme positions, whether it's, you know, gun control or, you know, the fiscal cliff as we have it today. But I think in large part of it, it's because, you know, we've given into this idea that government should, we think of government as being this benevolent provider for the people. And so politicians these days tend to try and do more for their constituents when really they should probably be doing a lot less, particularly with regard to spending.
Yeah. I'd be remiss not to ask you about this, since you're a lawyer and a veteran. Thanks for your service of Afghanistan and the Iraq wars. And you worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency. We see the big story today. Chuck Hagel is confirmed as Defense Secretary. The final vote tally in the Senate was 58-41. How do you think Hagel does in that role?
You know, I think he'll do fine. I know his nomination has been kind of politicized, as, you know, everything seems to be these days. But you know what? I mean, he served honorably in the Senate, and of course he's a veteran himself. So I think he'll take care of the people in the military, and he'll be able to do what's right for the military and for the country. So I support his nomination.
All right, very nice. Just one last one, the drones. This is always a hot issue on America Tonight about drones and that kind of warfare. My point of view is, of course, you don't want collateral damage, and I didn't serve, but I had lots of people in my family who served, and I think this is modern-day warfare. You just have to perfect it as much as you can. What do you think?
Well, are you asking specifically
the use
about
of drones,
you know, drones killing American citizens?
Well, no, I'm asking you the use of drones in general in Afghanistan and Iraq and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's the way of the future for military purposes. I tend to take the opposing view when it's used at home for surveilling American citizens who are not charged with any crime or anything like that. But certainly on the military, field, that's I think it's an appropriate use. It obviously takes, you know, the man out of the loop or the woman out of the loop in the aircraft, and so it's I think it's a good use of technology in that regard, because it can save lives. And of course, when you have that kind of constant presence in the air, it allows decision makers to do what they need to do on the field and make decisions a lot faster.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with the surveillance thing. Not for surveillance, but in modern-day warfare, definitely. Pick up the book. It's called The American Ideology, Taking Back Our Country with the Philosophy of Our Founding Fathers. Brian, don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Kate.
All Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
People were complaining about the weather. So let's head to the snail mail pile and check the stuff.
You have mail, mistress.
Yep, the second biggest snowstorm, or major snowstorm, to smack into the Midwest happened for the second time in a week. Oh, that's when snow is just not fun. Who wants a blizzard when you have one twice a week? So a fresh layer of snow is really choking some cities, and travel is pretty brutal, really, from Oklahoma's panhandle, it looks like when I look at the roads, on all the way up to the Great Lakes, and you've got electricity that's out to 100,000 homes. So Jake says to us, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I have to tell you, you know I'm in Austin, but I was traveling through Oklahoma. Terrible timing for me. It is like hell, I have to tell you. The blowing, the drifting, the snow that you cannot imagine. I've been stuck in a Motel 6 for far too long. I am looking to hightail it out of here and get back to warmer grounds in Texas. I don't know how the Midwesterners do it. Yeah, people in the Midwest laugh at people in the East and other parts of the country when they get a little bit of snow and talk about how much snow it is and how chilly it is because of often what happens in the wintertime. When you're talking about 10 inches in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's, you know, starting to taper off by midday, but you've got school kids out, government workers out, nobody's catching a break, office buildings closed, hospitals closing, outpatient centers and urgent care clinics that are usually jammed. In Missouri, people shoveling sidewalks off again. He mentioned Oklahoma, or I mentioned Oklahoma. A person was killed from 15 inches of snow, bringing down part of a roof, because you forget about that, the straight roof and too much snow on it, and that happens. The trees come down, we know that. That brings down power lines. And it was a nightmare. So airlines canceled about 500 flights to Chicago and out of Chicago and Midway airports, just those two. But they weren't the only places where they canceled. So a lot of flights canceled. That's a major area for business. You had, you know, snow plows, trucks, and people trying to do whatever they could to open the roads and hoping that things clear up. Here's one from Chuck, listening to us in Illinois, says, I think I'm moving to Texas, and I'm moving to the warm part of Texas. I don't care about the wind. I'm not even worried about the funnel clouds. I am so sick of shoveling, and I'm not a big guy, so I'm a guy who doesn't really need to lose weight. I can't tell you how much weight is pouring off of me, and so it seems like almost every hour I am out there shoveling, Kate, and I feel bad. My one next-door neighbor is an elderly woman, so I feel compelled to go and help her, and I do. So that is really two different sidewalks that I am shoveling. Bring on the sun. I was looking at a statistic. Since 1960, they say most of the United States has had twice as many extreme snowstorms as it had in the 60 years before that. You know, we keep talking about cycles, and then there's the argument of global warming and whether or not there's global warming. Some scientists say, oh, that's just hocus pocus, and it's not true. But regardless, there is no doubt that a lot of places are getting socked with heavy amounts of snow, and to have it happen twice in 1 week, that's frightening. I got this one from Billy T, listening to us on WVNJ in New Jersey, New York. All right, Billy T, thanks for the note. Billy T says, America Tonight, this first time that I've ever written a note to any talk show host. I like what you do on the show, and I've heard you talk about Governor Chris Christie before. I got to tell you, not everybody in New Jersey loves Chris Christie. It is true he has that Jersey flair, but don't we all have that when you're from this neck of the woods, as you say? If you're from New Jersey, you get it, but a lot of people don't get Chris Christie. I'm not surprised the CPAC people shut him out. He's not conservative enough for my taste. I don't know if you know that he signed that internet gambling bill into law, I think, sometime during the day, but Chris Christie is okay, but not the real deal like the rest of the country thinks. Ooh, that's interesting. Not the first person to say that. We used to have a guy named Mark in New York that called us, and he used to beat the snot out of Chris Christie, saying that you just have no idea what he did and this and that. And, you know, he definitely is all New Jersey, no question. And he did, by the way, sign a bill that legalized internet gambling. And isn't that interesting? Because this has been a huge debate with Atlantic City casinos, and Atlantic City casinos struggling too since Sandy hit. But he decided, he said, in trying to push this, that this is a big decision, and if we've got the safeguards in place, I think we can have an exciting option that's going to actually make Atlantic City more competitive and bring some money to New Jersey as a whole. So that's what they're doing. They're doing a trial period for online betting, and that hoping that'll work to add to the excitement and raise money, and it'll raise the taxes on the casino's online winnings. They say from 10% to 15%. Isn't that interesting? You know, they're not the first state to do it. Some of you might know this already, but Nevada and Delaware already have passed laws legalizing internet betting, which is going on offshore, untaxed and unregulated. We've had Budaman on this show so many times saying how ridiculous it is because of the money we say we can't make up. If we did that, you know, if we had online gambling legal across the board in the United States and you taxed it, the money would be made up in a flash instead of letting all the money go to offshore accounts, offshore places, that if they would take it back in, it would make a big, big difference. Well, so what's interesting is there's 12 casinos in Atlantic City, and online poker, I would imagine, is going to be pretty big. It's probably going to take them 6 months to kick it in, and I think it'll be huge. I think it'll be big for Atlantic City, probably like the other states, because they had the first casino, I didn't even realize this, didn't start operating out of AC until 1978. Wow. All right, here's one from Jonathan, who says, sequester schmester, it's like a death quester. Oh, I can't stand to hear about it anymore. However, I'm not having a job cut. It has to be awful for the people who are up and down on the seesaw while those morons in the suits and dresses make the decision that affects so many. They knew this was happening, and now all of a sudden they're deciding to play it up and tell us all the doom and gloom and all the positions that we'll be missing when people are furloughed. What is that all about in the first place, Kate? I don't understand. Yeah, you know what? It's true, because we knew the military was going to have a big chunk of it, and we knew the rest was going to fall on an assortment of things. But the assortment was laid out, yet nobody was complaining about it or saying much about it. You just had Leon Panetta complaining about the military side of it and how much was going to be lost and how he wouldn't be prepared way before the last couple of months. But we haven't heard that kind of stuff from Janet Napolitano or other people about what's going to happen with the TSA, what's going to happen with the long lines, who else is going to be affected by it. But, you know, that's called rallying the troops. The president wants the Republicans to budge, and cabinet members are out there pitching, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think the automatic cuts are going to happen. And remember, they're not going to take place all at once. Maybe then they'll put a Band-Aid on it, but it's the same old thing. If you put a Band-Aid on it, we're going to keep doing that again and again and again. Where does it end?
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.